All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. We have 6 minutes, 34 seconds remaining first quarter of this Midland Empire Conference game here at Alumni Stadium in St. Joseph, Missouri. And Chillicothe right now has dug themselves into a deep, deep hole to the host, St. Joe Lafayette Fighting Irish. The score is Irish 19, Hornets 0. Here's the kickoff by Rich. It's a short kick. It's taken at the 35. It's bounced all around, and Lafayette has recovered. No, the ball comes loose again. Let's see here. Butch, I thought at first they weren't intentionally. I thought they just kicked a short kick the last time, but they're intentionally doing that, and they've recovered again, Butch.
Recovered again. That's, you know, honestly, I don't know why teams don't do that more often.
Yeah.
Because you get it in that no man's zone where there's you don't have any people around. It goes 10 yards. It's a free ball, and that's what they're doing.
Well, Wagner Chapman was getting ready to go pick it up, and one of the Lafayette players just came in and plowed him over, and that let the ball free.
They know that they're supposed to fall on it, but I don't know.
Here's Drew Cortez, three wide receivers to the left, Gillenwater in the backfield. Gillenwater, fake handoff to him. Cortez going to run with it. He's at the 30 of the Hornets. 25, he unloads on the defender of Chillicothe. That was Wagner Chapman and Cade Snyder. And Cortez picks up the first down for Lafayette, but doing some punishing running there by the quarterback, Cortez. Kind of want to be careful that your quarterback doesn't get hurt doing stuff like that, Butch.
It's not smart.
Cortez in shotgun formation, first and 10 at the 22 of Chillicothe. Low snap, handoff is to Rowdy Wilkerson. Wilkerson is into the secondary. He's at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. He dives for the end zone, and they're going to down him at the 1. It is a first down for Lafayette. They have first and goal at the Hornet 1-yard line. They lead the Hornets 19-0, and right now Lafayette is playing with all kinds of enthusiasm. Cortez in shotgun formation. Three wide receivers set to the right. Gillenwater, fake handoff, throws to Goodoe, and he's in for the two-point conversion to make the score 21-0. Chillicothe down to the Lafayette Fighting Irish with 5:55 remaining in the first quarter. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. I gave the score incorrectly. I apologize. It is Lafayette 25, Chillicothe 0 with 5:55 remaining in the first quarter. That's the first quarter, and Chillicothe is trailing by 25. And this Hornet defense, Butch, was allowing 23 points per game coming into tonight's game, and they've exceeded that average to Lafayette. They're going to need to put a stop here quickly.
Well, the first thing they had to do is take care of the football on the kickoff. Lafayette very wisely has trying to kick into that, what I call a no-man zone, where there's nobody around, and they're hustling the ball and making the play, picking it up, recovering the ball after it's gone 10 yards. Let's see what they do here.
Here's Rich. He has it teed up at the north 40-yard line. Butch, we only have two. Wagner Chapman gets the catch, and he comes loose, and Lafayette looks like they recovered again, this time at the 36-yard line, recovered by number 25, David Green. They're going to mark the ball at the Hornet 26 for this Lafayette offense. Butch, I was getting ready to say, we've got our front line of defense on the special teams that's closest to the kicker, and then the second line of blockers. We've only got two. We've got one clear over on one on the Hornet sidelines and one over here on Lafayette sidelines. The middle is wide open for at least 10 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not kicking it there. But
no, but you've got to field that ball, too. That we're just having trouble fielding the ball.
5:53 remains first quarter.
Chillicothe's run three plays.
Offensively.
We've had our hands on the ball one time.
All right, Chillicothe's on defense once again. Lafayette, they've already put 25 points on the board against the Hornets. There you have it. First and 10 at the 36 of Chillicothe to start this next drive. Here's Cortez. Throws over to Gudo. He catches it at the 30. He's at the 20. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown, Chester Gudo. And you look over here down below us, Butch, at this Lafayette Fighting Irish sidelines, and these players cannot believe what has occurred here on their home field.
We got a penalty, so that's going to come back. That's the first break we've had.
Third penalty tonight, all three against Lafayette.
So this will come back. So they didn't score on that play. So
Cortez, has he had any catch? Well, he's had one catch that fell incomplete thanks to a hard hit by Kyle Ross. But other than that, he's perfect on the night passing.
Yeah.
Some other games that Drew Cortez has played this year against North Kansas City, he was 16 of 24 passing for 340 yards and 5 touchdown passes. Against St. Joe Benton, he threw for 274 yards. Against Savannah, he carried the ball 10 times for 70 yards and 1 touchdown, and he threw 6 touchdown passes. And then last week against Smithville in the loss to Smithville, he was 17 of 47. That's 47 pass attempts, folks, against Smithville. Cortez threw for 280 yards, 3 touchdowns, but 4 interceptions. Here's Cortez back to pass. Throws it up in the air. It's intercepted and caught by D.L. Midget at midfield. The first turnover of the night by the Lafayette Fighting Irish. We needed that, Butch.
That's a huge play. As Chillicothe trails this thing 25-0 here in the first quarter, we needed some sort of break, and there it may be. Oh, my.
First turnover of the night by the Lafayette Fighting Irish, the sixth turnover forced by this Chillicothe Hornet defense this season. 5:37 remains first quarter. Chillicothe trails 25-0. They have the ball for the second time on offense at midfield, first and 10. Back to pass, Jared Loft. Looking, has time, unloads. Incomplete pass for D.L. Midget. He was covered well by number one. That was Rowdy Wilkinson.
I need to tell you that Chillicothe and Lafayette ended up playing for the championship this summer in that 7-on-7 thing, and they both scored the same number of touchdowns. It's kind of frustrating to think that when we played 7-on-7, we stayed with this team, and they're really I don't think they're that much better than we are, but we're just making too many mental errors tonight.
Balance line in front of Lawhoff. Five down linemen for Lafayette. Reverse in the backfield to Baker. Baker is being chased in the backfield by Preston Martin. And he's brought down short of the 50-yard line. So he lost about a yard there. Brought down by number 20, Nick Hubbard. And there's an injured player, Butch. It's Preston Martin. He was chasing Aaron Baker in the backfield initially. And he dived for Baker to try to trip him up. And hit the turf hard, and he's slow getting up here, and perhaps maybe just getting the wind knocked out of him. He's slowly getting up to his knees. I think he
just came down hard on the turf there. May have, just like you said, got the wind knocked out of him, but they're seeing what they can do for him here.
Both teams showing good sportsmanship here as they're all down on one knee. Preston Martin's kind of dragging the left shoulder there.
Maybe it's a little more serious than
He goes walking off on his own accord, and he's going to come down here below us and sit on the bench and be attended to by the trainer of St. Joe Lafayette. Hornets have it, third down and 12 on that two-yard loss run by Aaron Baker in the reverse in the backfield. Clock continues to run. We're down to 5:15 remaining first quarter. Lafayette leads it 25-0. Two wide receiver set for the Hornets. Corbin Valdez is wide to the left. Lawhoff looking for Valdez. Throws incomplete pass. Almost intercepted there by Malik Hicks. He went up to try to catch it. Valdez hadn't turned his head yet. Luckily, it fell incomplete and was not a turnover there. 4:55 now remains. First quarter, 25-0, Lafayette on top of the Hornets. With a 4th and 12 awaiting the Chillicothe Hornets at their own 48, they are going to punt this ball away. Aaron Baker will be back deep for the Hornet special teams. For Lafayette to receive this punt, it'll be Rowdy Wilkinson. He's standing back at his own 15-yard line. High snap. Baker mishandles it. Now he picks it up. Barely gets it away, and he punts it over here, almost hitting the press box. It's going to be a very short punt, but luckily he was able to get that ball away. That ball flew over his head. Let's see where they mark it here. They're going to mark it as though he didn't get any yardage there, Butch. No. They're going to mark it right at the Hornets' original line of scrimmage, which is the 48. Wow, I thought he at least got a few more yards out of it. Here's Lafayette, first and 10 at the Hornet 48-yard line. They lead 25-0 over the Hornets. Four down linemen for Chillicothe. Cortez in shotgun formation. Hand off to Wilkerson. Wilkerson at the 45, the 40. And he's pushed out of bounds over on the Lafayette side of the field by number 26, Tristan Sewell. Good to see Tristan in there. Tristan, a very good long-distance runner in track. Very good athlete overall. He's a sophomore. He's in there at the free safety position. Second and inches for Lafayette at the 38-yard line of Chillicothe. Four down linemen. Cortez in shotgun formation. Back to pass throws quickly over to the west sidelines. Incomplete pass to Terry Ford. Coverage applied by Cade Snyder, another sophomore in that secondary for Chillicothe. Well, one thing about them throwing the ball and throwing it incomplete, it stops the clock, helps the Hornets, Butch.
Well,
being down 25-0, we need time on our side.
Catch their breath a little bit.
Cortez going to go with the quarterback sneak and pick up the first down as he had third and inches there. And he picks up the first down for Lafayette, so that'll move the chains. It'll be first and 10 for the Fighting Irish at the 36-yard line of Chillicothe. Shotgun formation, two receivers to the left, one to the right. It's going to be a reverse in the backfield to Goudeau. Goudeau trying to get out of the backfield. He does. Gets across the 35, breaks several tackles, 20. And he's brought down right inside the 20-yard line, the 19-yard line to be exact, and picks up another first down. That Goudeau is hard to bring down. Aaron Baker on the tackle. I thought we had him in the backfield there for a moment, Butch, but he was able to elude a couple of defenders there of the Hornets' defense. Cortez in shotgun formation, Ford wide to the right. Goudeau wide to the left. Cortez throws to Goudeau over in the left flats, incomplete. The ball was hit the turf. Goudeau dived for it, but it was incomplete. Stopping the clock with 4 minutes, 2 seconds remaining first quarter. And Lafayette leading 25-0. Fighting Irish now will have it second and 10 at the 19 of the Hornets. Ford wide to the right. Gillenwater in the backfield to the left of Cortez. Also wide to the right is Goudeau and Payton, Jeremiah Payton. 5 seconds on the play clock as Cortez hands off to Gillenwater. He had a huge hole over the middle, and he was tripped up by Corbin. Corbin Walker just put his arm out. He was already down on the turf by one of the Lafayette linemen, but he was able to put down his arm and just trip him up ever so slightly. But Gillenwater still picked up some positive yardage, getting it down to the 16-yard line of Chillicothe, where it'll be third and 7 for the Fighting Irish. O'Shea Kirby and Ford, along with Rowdy Wilkerson, are wide to the left. Payton wide to the right. Gillenwater in the backfield with Cortez. Cortez back to pass. He's looking for Rowdy Wilkerson. He's pushed out of the pocket, still looking. He's going to run with it. He's looking to get away from Hayden Major. He doesn't, and he's finished off by number 47, Kyle Ross. Also in on the tackle, Hayden Major. 3 minutes remains in this first quarter of this Midland Empire Conference game at Alumni Field in St. Joseph, Missouri. And St. Joe Lafayette right now beating the Hornets 25-0. Lafayette has the ball, 4th and 2 at the 12-yard line of Chillicothe, and they're going for it. Drew Cortez in shotgun formation. They're going to change the play as this no-huddle offense just continues to move down the field. 3 wide receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Gillen Waters in the backfield with Cortez to Cortez's left. And now flags go up in the air. It looks like too much time. No, they called timeout, Butch. Called timeout right before the play clock went to zero. So let's take a timeout ourselves. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Mark Zimmer along with Butch Schaefer coming to you live from Alumni Stadium in St. Joseph, Missouri, where the St. Joe Lafayette, it's their homecoming game, and they're playing host to the Chillicothe Hornets, and right now they are enjoying quite the homecoming game as Lafayette beating the Hornets 25-0 with 2:22 remaining in the first quarter. We're coming out of a Lafayette timeout. They have 2 more remaining in this first half. Chillicothe has all 3 of their timeouts remaining. It's 4th down and 2 for the Fighting Irish at the 12-yard line of the Hornets down at the south end of the football field. Coming out of the Lafayette timeout, Cortez is in shotgun formation. Directly behind him is Gillwater. Handoff goes to Gillwater. He goes up the middle, and he's brought down hard at the 10. It's going to be close to a first down, but I think he's short, Butch. Hayden Major leading the charge for the Hornet defense.
Looks like the offense is coming on the field.
So all right.
First down, Hornets. That's one way of getting a first down on a change of possession, but we'll take it.
Yeah, you bet. All right.
Let's see what we can do. We're still in the first quarter, trailing 25-0.
2:18 remaining first quarter.
Grief.
Lafayette's on defense. They're defending the north goal. Chillicothe's going to have to go 90 yards for 6 points here and get back in this game. Plummer and Midget are in the backfield split. Flank tight to the right is Aaron Baker. Lawhoff hands off to Plummer. Plummer meets a defender right as he crosses the line of scrimmage, and he's brought down after a gain of 1 by Ricky Knoll and number 54, one of the captains, Bryson Underwood. So it'll be a 2nd down and 9 for the Hornets. Ball sitting at the Chillicothe 12-yard line. Under 2 minutes remains first quarter. 3 backs in the backfield, straight T formation of Baker, Plummer, and Midget. Counter handoff goes to Midget. Midget going around the right side, running hard, getting across the 15 up to the 17-yard line where he's brought down by Rowdy Wilkinson of the Lafayette Fighting Irish defense. 1:25 remains first quarter. 3rd down and 3 now for the Hornets.
So Chillicothe needs to pick up a first down here. They haven't picked up a first down all night.
They need to get across the Chillicothe 20-yard line to pick up their first down of the night. Ball right now sitting at about the Hornets 18-yard line where Chillicothe is set on offense. 3 backs in the backfield, Midget, Plummer, and Aaron Baker. Plummer gets the call, tries to drive forward off right tackle, and it looks like he might have gotten the first down as the ref over here on the west sidelines has got it marked at the 21, and they move the chains, Butch. First down of the night for the Hornet offense.
That's what you've got to do. You've got to keep that Lafayette offense off the field, and you do that by maintaining ball control.
First down, Butch, came with 38 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Chillicothe trailing Lafayette 25-0. Chillicothe's offense is averaging 12 first downs a game. Baker moving out of the backfield to the left. Rolling to his right is Lawhoff. He's pressured. He's sacked all the way back at the 10-yard line. Sacked by 3 Fighting Irish. Leading the charge, Cole Lehman, a 6'3" and a half. 209-pound junior linebacker. Also in on the tackle was Joe Freeman.
Huge loss there for the Hornets, as that's the end of the
first quarter.